the Lord. Let's stand to our feet. We are together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We are together again, just praising the Lord. Praise Him this morning. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is bound to happen. Something good is in store. We are together again, just praising the Lord. One more time as Brother Terrence comes. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We are together again, just praising the Lord.
Amen. Good morning. We're together again, some of us anyway. Mask on. Some of you look better with them on. Brother Ray and some of you other ones. Just remember that. If you request, still remember Mom. Keep her in your prayers. Remember there was a wreck of a young fellow that everybody knows about that's up in North Carolina, wasn't he? Kenny Capps, his son. So remember that situation. He's not in good shape, and I'm sure it was his buddy that got killed in the wreck. So just remember that. Amen. The families and all, Lord knows who they are. Brother Donnie gave me one that says, remember Brother Mark. He's having problems with his stomach, ulcers. So remember Brother Mark this morning. Brother Rhino says, thank you for your prayers for my dad. The doctors determined he has an infection in his blood and are treating it with antibiotics. He should come home soon, so remember that. Sister Milka gave me one that says, please remember my co-workers, Gene and Joan, for special prayers. I know we've prayed for Gene for a few times. I think she's one battling cancer. I don't know about the other one, but the Lord does. So just remember them in your prayers also. I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this morning, Lord. Lord, be with the ones that are traveling. We know of people traveling. Lord, I know Richard Roberts is traveling, and some of the other ones I'm sure are traveling. Brother Joe and his family are traveling, so be with them. Lord, just be with them all, whoever. Lord, you know who they are. Remember the families of the ones that had the wreck up in North Carolina, Lord. Be with the ones that's in the hospital and ones that, with a family that lost a loved one. Lord, remember Brother Mark. Remember him. And Lord, still remember Brother Rhino's dad. Continue blessing him. And Lord, remember Mom and the ones that Sister Milk had mentioned, Lord. Lord, all the unspoken requests. We have many people that's on our heart, Lord, that we're praying for. Just continue blessing them. Be with us and guide us the rest of the service and forgive us for all of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated, for we've got the power in the name of the Lord. If you know this, sing this verse. Give me your hand, let's agree together that all our enemies will crumble at our feet. For whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee.
We've got the power.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated, for we've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Just proclaim it to him one more time.
For we've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Amen. I believe the bride of Christ believes that. Amen. Not her own powers. Power of the Holy Ghost. His life in us. It's good to see each and every one of you. Amen. Though I can't see all of your faces fully. But God knows who you are. Amen. But it's really good to be here once again. And those of you that came out. Amen. I know you didn't come to see a man or come that you came for to glorify him. Amen. That's the main point. Let's just sing this song, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, page 45, key of F.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, I'm leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet the walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarm. I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, leaning on the everlasting.
What have I to dread?
What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. I'm leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting.
Let's sing that last verse again.
What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace
with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. For I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. I'm leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arm. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We take up offering in the mornings, right? Okay. Yes, that's right. All right. Now, Brother John, you want to help us take up offering?
Thank you, Lord God, for this time once again, Lord, together in your name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we invite you to bless your children this morning, Father. Just speak to our hearts, Father.
Yes.
Oh, God, we're certainly leaning on your arm, Lord Jesus. See us through. Bless the rest of this day, Lord. Bless the service, Lord God. Bless the word. Bless our brother,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Bless all the tithes and offerings that come in, Lord God. May it be used for your honor and your glory. In Jesus Christ's name.
May key of F, mercy rewrote my life
right before Brother Don comes.
Mercy rewrote my life. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. Oh, I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but His mercy rewrote my life. Once again, as Brother Don comes, oh, mercy rewrote my life.
Good to see everybody here this morning. I want to stand for the reading this morning. It's getting a little fuller here, and I'm sure there's many out in the parking lot. I heard there's some out there listening, and it's good to see everybody here this morning. It's good to be here. It's always good to come to the house of the Lord just to be fed this morning, Lord. We're going to read from John, one of my favorite scriptures, John 1 through 14. And before we go to the author, let's just say a word of prayer and thank Him for His word coming to us. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day You've given us, Lord God, just to come and gather around Your word. And Father God, just feed our hungry souls. We ask You, Lord, to forgive us of our sins. Bless the service here today and to send down the Holy Spirit to be with us and lead and guide us and quicken the word we hear, Lord, to us, that we can manifest this word as You said we would. We ask also, Father, those that couldn't be here today, touch them and bless them, Father God, and lift them up and strengthen them and give them their faith, Father. And again, I ask You to touch and bless that Cap family up there with the child that's in the hospital there, Lord. And there's no way, Father, anyone can explain how hard it would be to lose a child. But I ask You to bless that family and lift it up for the loss of that child. And Father, bless all the children around the world that's mistreated. Lord, just be with each one, because this is a mean place to be, Father. Without Your word and Your grace and Your mercy coming unto it and Your blood being around it, Lord, it would be an awful place to live. And it is, Lord. We look for the day, Father God, You come and call Your bride home. We ask You, Lord, just to lift us up this morning and strengthen us, Lord God, with Your word. We ask it in Your precious name as we read Your word. You just come and fill us now, Lord. We ask it in Your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. John 1:1-14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was with God. Was God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
In Him was life, and life was the light.
And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe.
He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light.
Amen. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
He came into his own, and his own received him not.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
And
the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You may be seated. Blessed are the reading of the Word.
Praise the Lord Jesus. That's one of my favorite scriptures as well. You got the whole thing of the Bible right there, though. Right there in John 1. It's very, very good. Let's sing, "There's a River of Life Flowing Out of Me." Key of F. Key of F.
There's a river of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. There's a river of life flowing out of me, spring up, oh well, within my soul, spring up, oh well. Once again, oh, there's a river of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see, opens prison's door, sets the captives free. There's a river of life flowing out of me, spring up, oh well, within my soul. Oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. This is the day. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day. Hath made. Once again, oh, this is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. Oh, I will rejoice, yes, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day made. Rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has.
was a glad day. It was a glad day when I was born again. Was a glad day when I was born again. Was a glad day when I was born again. Was a glad day when I was born again. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, I do them no more. Was a glad day when I was born again. Glad day. Oh, glad day when I was born again. Was a glad day when I was born again. It was a glad day when I was born again. Was a glad day when I was born again. Let's just give the Lord a clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. You ready for the word? Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and have Brother Dale come. So let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as he comes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory.
Amen.
Pour out your power and love as we sing. Holy,
amen and amen.
Holy, holy, high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing.
Amen
and
amen. Amen and amen, and I want to see him, don't you? Amen. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. I know there's some downstairs, maybe some out in the cars and whatever, but we're trying to get back together and be together in the services and things and, you know, do everything that we can to be as safe as we can, but yet still try to serve the Lord and be in the church and things. Just remember to pray one for another, pray for my wife. She's still having troubles with her breathing and things, and it's just it hadn't got any better on her as far as the basis of what it's causing, because it's just clogging up. And but we just keep praying, because that's all we can do. All right, just remember that. Now, what we were going to try to do next Sunday, we're going to try to have the, you know, service just like we're having it now, but we're going to have communion next Sunday, okay? So we'll do that. We'll have it arranged where we can do here or downstairs, whatever, or do outside. And if have to, we can just stand outside and let everybody take the communion, because we want to take the communion and all like that. We won't be having no foot washing, but we'll be taking the communion. So just remember that part, okay? If you'd like to turn in your scripture, turn to Revelation 3:14. Where we've been at it, then we'll go to Matthew 16, and then we'll go to John 3. So just remember those announcements and any other announcements that we've got. Okay. All right. The Lord willing, Wade be ministering Wednesday. We've got to get him in, get him to working on these things, because I don't want to get in there too much with him. I'm trying to stay in the line because he's dealing with it. That's what's been so amazing with me that all the brothers have been ministering. They're all coming into the same line and lining up, and I really like it that way. I like to see it that way, and it ain't planned. Because we don't get together and say, well, okay, you take this and I'll take that one. As a matter of fact, I try to take something, pull it out a little bit different to where that, you know, that you're not using just the same line or the same thought. Keeping the same thought maybe, but not in the same line. Okay. Revelation 3:14. Father, we thank you for this day and your grace. Thank you for everything. Thank you for being you. And we pray that you just, Lord, will come among us today and will bring your word forth that we may all, Lord, learn from you because that's our point of thought, that we may just all come to that position in you that we are letting you lead us and guide us in our lives and directions and everything. Lord, just bless the sick, be with each one, touch our wife, Lord, and deliver her from that condition. We believe your word and we thank you for it. It says, by your stripes they're healed, and many sicknesses among us, and we believe you. Many sicknesses around the world, all of these viruses and all these things, Father, we just pray that you would just hasten the day to get us out of this. Come on the scene, Lord, that you would be the one that would have the preeminence in our hearts and lives and get us ready to take us out of here because we don't want to stay in this way, in this situation, Lord, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. So we don't want to do that. We want to get out of here and go home. And Lord, you just have your way with each one of us. And forgive our sins. Lead us in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelations 3:14. Everybody knows this one, but it's the message to this age. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Okay, let's go now to Matthew 16, starting with verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah are one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said unto him, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. All right. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now remember, that's what we're bringing it to, eventually in coming to the point of the bride of Christ in the position. Okay, now we'll go to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now remember, his only begotten. Now, that means the only one ever begotten that away. Adam was begotten in the basis that he was created. Jesus was not begotten in the fact of being created that away. He was born from a woman. And it was to be in that place, in a position. So just keep that in mind that we get to that place. Now, only begotten, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. So we will try to have that way. We're announcing it ahead of time and all. We'll try to have communion next Sunday and all and get back in because I hate to when we can't have the services and things the way that we need to, but you have to do the best you can to get by. You know, we could say, well, we're just going to do this. We're going to do that. But that's There's no need of doing that. We just continue right along, and everything will work out, and God will work it out to where it'll come to the right place, you know, in the right time. All right. Now, what are we talking about? The beginning of creation. Now, title that because of the quote the prophet made in the message, but we're reading about where the beginning of the creation of God. Well, all right, now, we're using the title, this is part three, of beginning of creation, because that way it's not just speaking of one thing, it's speaking of the beginning of the creation of God to come forth as the great Jehovah God and things. All of that, then it comes into the beginning of the creation of God, because you got to come into the spiritual creation of the Son of God, and then we'll come over to the church. So we're getting it, and see, that's why I'm using it instead of trying to say the beginning of the creation of God, because that's just bringing it down to a technical point. Now, we have spoken two services already about this, and we'll review a little bit of the message this morning, you know, in our doing. All right. Beginning of creation. What is the beginning? That was our last service. What is the beginning? What does beginning mean? You say, well, it just means it starts. Well, those things are our human terminologies, but not the biblical form of what we're to understand are the way that God wants us to bring it. See, and we've tried to emphasize it over and over that beginning is not, we think it's a starting point. Well, that's what I said. Those are okay. All of those form, but that's not the way that you understand things in the biblical form or understanding. All right. Because you're dealing with the beginning of the creation of God, and you keep coming down to where that you're coming down to where we are. And in doing that, it's not just a starting point, because what we're doing is we're finding out that, to me, I like it this way. I wrote it down to where I'd remember it this way. See, to me, when you talk about the beginning, like I'm trying to bring out, of what I'm speaking about and trying to quote the things of the prophet and bring it out the way he's saying it, is when something comes forth in another form. In other words, you got it in a form. It's in a form. All right, there's a form there. All right, but then you can say the beginning of the creation of God, you can say, all right, now, in another form. But it's the same person in another form. We're going to be going through the, and that's what I'm driving at of the Godhead for us to understand what it is. See, because we're going to be dealing today with like immorphy or the change or the Christ to where that we can try to get into that point. But it's when something comes forth in another form to make known. And really now, listen, this may sound funny, but listen to my thinking. See, when something comes forth in another form, what it does, it makes known the original form. Now that's kind of just, let that kind of dwell in your thinking for a little bit, that it's not a doing away with this and coming over here. See, that's what we think about. We get those things in line, but that's not the point. See, my point is when something will come forth in another form, all right, it doesn't do away with the original form. It enhances or magnifies or makes it to come out into view to where that you can really begin to see. All right. And it takes that known, makes that known or reveals what's there. Amen. See, you could never see the bride of Christ and who she is unless you had some background to see how all of that come forth. Amen. See, you'd just say, well, we're the bride of Christ. We're the, you know. No. See, This that I'm talking about goes all the way back into eternity and comes out from that in the position or situation to express the way God wanted it expressed. All right. What's been our thought? Where Brother Branham on questions and answers says God's first creation was himself. Well, that's odd speaking. But if you'll think about what he's saying, it's not odd. If you'll think of the point that he's saying, because what he's saying is something is going to come forth. And you say, well, it had a beginning. It had a beginning when it started coming forth. But as it comes forth to fulfill that part, or it'll be, then there'll be more to unfold or change a form. See? And you can begin to see then that way is my point of what, first we see God. All right. Now you're talking about Jehovah God, Elohim, self-existing. All right. First we see that. We see him as he's there. All right. We have to see him by the eye of faith because we cannot see back past our natural eyesight. So by the eye of faith, we see the great supernatural eternal Elohim, the self-existing one. All right. But he never had a beginning. Now he had a beginning in the basis that there was a time he changed his form from one form to another form. And as he does, that makes him come into manifestation. Just like, well, there was a time there, Brother Ray, he was just a little kid running around. All right, he had that form. That was his form. That was the way he was manifested. But see, then one day he become a teenager. One day he become, all right, one day he become married. Let's see. And that made him a husband. But did it change his form? It didn't change the form of him. It's the same person. Amen. All right. See, then one day from that wedding that he got married and become, you know, husband, then next you see that he's father. All right. What has happened? It's not another person. And he's not a beginning. It's the beginning part of it. All only thing is it says, well, okay, he couldn't have been a father all the time because he was a child. So then that way we understand the terminologies and get into it in knowing the Bible. See, but there's a day came that he became a granddaddy. What is that? Another form. But the same person. The, all right, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is the same person. Being made known in a form, all right, that he is, see, an amorphia, a form, okay? So now his first creation was God himself. Now this we're talking about is the spiritual creation. We're not talking about natural things. We're not into that yet, so hold that point. Keep this in mind. Line it across. I have not deliberately spoke anything about the flesh man. I had to show the background and the thought, but my mind has not been on the fleshly part of the Lord Jesus Christ. Neither has it been on the fact of God having a bodily form that would be humanly fleshly. My whole thoughts has been on the spiritual part. The coming forth of God to where that man could comprehend him. All right? And in doing that, he has to do it this way. You say, no, I think he ought to have done it that way. Well, now you go talk to him about that because I'm just going to make it plain. This is the way he said it. And this is the only way it can be done. You can fuss with him about what you think he ought to have done. But I'm not going to fuss with him. I'm going to just say, this is the way. In other words, he had to come this way to come down the stages or steps or form or amorphies or whatever to bring himself out into the open to where that he could be comprehended. Because remember what we brought out in the Lord Jesus in the last message, we dealt a lot about the how that he declared him. He brought him out in the open. He shown the Father. All right? But still, in doing that, mankind couldn't understand because they couldn't follow that line. All right? But you see, you and I are not in those days of where that we shouldn't understand. We should understand. By having the prophet's message to be able to study from, we should have a whole lot better understanding or opportunity to comprehend what is being done. All right? See, then for him to say that God's first creation was himself, that wasn't something that he didn't exist and then he came into existence. No, it's how that he existed in another form. He existed in another form. Then he comes forth, see, changing his form, not his person, not his personality, not his do it. But see, the one true and living God. It's the main thing I'm trying to get us all to see. See, it's to study in that because it'll help us and keep it lined up. So he wasn't non-existent as far, well, God just wouldn't have, well, he was just a spirit. Well, remember, when you're talking about God and you say he's just a spirit, don't use that word just. Just say he's a spirit. Leave it that away. Because when you say he's just, you're taking away. You're making him not be any, you're making the spirit man not be anything. Now remember, the spirit being is what we were talking about in the last message. And what was it? He came forth and made known the Father. All right? Now, so then he never done away with the Father. He unveils him. He shows him or reveals him or makes him known. And that's what he's been doing. So he's been changing his form from the point that something that could not be seen or understood, then by the changing of his form, then he could show what he was. And to change his form, he would have to change his form like Brother Ray, as I was saying. He changed his form. Now you can understand. See? You can understand that there he was all the time, the same person, but he's made manifest in more ways or different ways or changing his form. All right? And see, now, to do those things, then, see, here comes Kathy. She has to fit into the picture as well as Brother Ray did because the day he married, see, he took another person into his showing of himself or revealing himself. See, another person got involved. That's how we do. That's where we'll get to that, and we'll see that when it comes to the bride of Christ, see, she's not another person. She's part of him. All right? Made manifest in another form, as we'd say, called a bride. So don't forget what our point is. To try to understand why we talk about in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, where? Where did that start, or what happened, and what would be the beginning? See? And find out these things, then we'll come unveiling, start unveiling to us to where we can see it. All right? So he was the first. Now here's one that we're going to get down to it. When we get to the bride form, you'll really, this statement will come into view a whole lot more. That he becomes more involved. It takes more to reveal him. In other words,
That's right.
What are we doing today? We're supposed to be making him known.
Amen.
That's the bride. She's making him known. See? But not doing away with him. It just takes all of the things that God has to unveil for us to be able to see. And as I'm said about it, then you study, eternity goes just as far that way as it goes that way. It's all right. See, we're not going back until it becomes a non-existent. The further we go that away, the more it comes into view. The further we go that away, the more it comes into view. It doesn't end. It just makes that circle and connects it together, and we'll see what we're doing here. And the purpose and life of what we're doing. All right? But get the point now. So the first creation that we talk about of the creation of God, first creation was God himself. Now remember, you've got to stay on the point here of a spiritual creation. Because you're not trying to make him a physical creation. Because that's what the prophet, remember I gave you the quotes, I'll give it back in a minute. He said, God never come in a bodily form. He said, God can't be seen. He said, because God is a spirit. See, you had to wait 4,000 years, as I was trying to explain the other day, to come to the basis that he could step on earth in a human flesh. Sure. All right. We know that he appeared back there in many ways because that's the Christ. And the prophet said, you say, well, he never come in human flesh before. He said, well, yes, he did. Said he is in human flesh in Melchizedek. Okay. Now then, but what's Melchizedek? A form of God, an anamorphy. And bringing God out into the open that he could be seen. That's what the whole situation about it is. The whole thing is studying the Word of God to see God as he brings himself from the point of where that we can't comprehend him. We can't understand him. See, I remember that, and I hope you would remember how that you first maybe started thinking about that God is a spirit. When you first think about God is a spirit, well, he's just a spirit. He's just floating around. He just floats around. Well, the prophet said he's a being. He said he's not like the wind. So we got to get away from our thought of what a spiritual being is. See, we make a spiritual being a lot of times just something that is non-existent or can't be seen or understood. Well, then what is God doing? What's he doing the whole thing for? It's to reveal himself. To manifest himself or bring himself out into the open. All right? And see, doing that then, you can see that he started with a spiritual creation. All right, now I'm going to take these three and backwards to where that you'll follow me later on coming. See, because you'll see why I've read it like I did. Because it's over in Revelation 3:14. In 3:14 it says, the beginning of the creation of God. The prophet said, this is the bride creation. Right? Because see, that's where it finally winds up. In the bride, it winds up with a spiritual creation entering into a literal creation, fleshly, and that's as far as it's going. Now, making that eternal is the change of the body. But that's as far as it's going. So see why the scripture said the beginning of the creation of God. See, that throws you, I just don't see it. So take it in the basis of beginning of creation and let that be the ending point of it. But see, then you got to back up to a spiritual creation. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. See? Then you back up from there to where you're backing up into the mind of God. And coming all the way to the beginning. So then what is the prophet? How he keeps on saying what? All God was, he pours into Christ. Now Christ is not a physical creation. See, you got to hold on. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. Christ is not a physical creation. Christ means the anointed one or the anointing. Right. See, he came into human flesh and making that human flesh then be the fullness of the Godhead bodily See, then all God was, he pours into Christ. You don't leave an open hole or a gap or a thought. You just move it over in another form. Why? Because something else is taking place. All right, but as it's taking place, don't leave the Father. So all God was, he pours into Christ. That, you know, I know how our human mind goes, and I've heard it before, and you have too, when people get up, you know, preachers especially, try to make their points, and all God was, all, see there, all God was. Well, I'm sitting there, what are you trying to explain? You're emphasizing all God for some reason. Could it be that they're emphasizing that it's going to make him go out of the way? Or become non-existent? Well, then if it is, then when you pour it over into Christ. See? Does that do away with him? No. That's his form changing. That's where he amorphied. That's where he changes his form. All right? See, then all Christ was, he pours into the church. Well, is that going to do away with Christ? You see, I don't mean it to be wrong. I just mean it to wonder what people are thinking. Because I've heard it emphasized over and over and over. All now, brother, all. All means all, and all is all. So all of God was poured into Christ. Well, if that's the right in the terminology you're using, you've done away with God. You only got a Christ. And then if you do away with a Christ, you only got a bride. Right? See, don't do away with. Each one comes forth in a manifestation into a greater understanding or multiplying it. Like I've always said, you know. See? 120 at one time, 3,000 another time. That's a manifestation or a manifesting of God in a many-membered form. What about now for all these thousands of years in his coming forth? Right? But you see, that you may not follow why that I emphasize so much about it. Because I'm trying my best to make sure that our minds doesn't get the wrong point. See, of all God in Christ. Just do away with God. Okay. Well, I don't do away with God. Well, where's he at? Well, he's in Christ. Okay. That's good. He's in Christ. But did that do away with that? Just because Brother Ray became a father, did that do away with him as a son? No, it helps make it manifest. It's the things that you're doing. Right? See, it's bringing forth those things. See, then that way we'll be able to understand the Godhead. All God was, he poured into Christ, all Christ into church. Take her back to the Garden of Eden. Right? Or back to original condition, as the prophet said. Right? Or are you following me? See, then God's first creation was himself coming into view. But he's coming into view in the spiritual understanding. You're not trying to go back there and see if you can find some flesh. No, let that come on down. And then when it does, the Bible will be right. A body thou hast prepared me. That's right. See, it'll come on down to that. Right. Just like I said about dedicating to the Brother Forney's church over there. See, that was my point there because that was my thought in mind. And see, each one of those was a way for God to live or abide for a while. But that wasn't all he wanted.
That's right. Amen.
Then the next step with David and then Solomon and all, that didn't fulfill it because there's still something wrong.
That's right.
All right. See, then you put him and bring him into natural flesh. All right, you got him in flesh. But you still got to get the church involved to bring her to that place. See? So then you're going to see that the beginning of the creation of God, our beginning of creation is a better way of saying the words, because it simply means that a beginning of creation. There was a beginning of creation, but that was spiritual. And see, when you come forth into the next stage, which is the Christ that we'll try to talk about today, now you're coming to another change or amorphy or form. But as you're doing it, you're coming forth in another form, another way, another, not another being, but another way to make manifest or make known. But you got to keep it a spiritual creation because he was not a physical creation back there. You got to get the spiritual part of the beginning to where that he can, you can see then he stands back there in spiritual form and says, let there be. But yet he's in a form called the theophany or logos or word or son of God. See, that's what I said. You say son of God to most people, that's 2,000 years ago. Here come a baby on earth, that was the son of God. No. That's the physical part. That's the natural part coming forward. Well, see, he was back there because he was the one that said, let there be. See, God himself stepped in another form, kept coming down, coming down. And he comes down into theophany, logos. Great terminologies for us uneducated people to talk about, but that's all right. It just makes a point. He changed his form. All right. He starts off as being great, eternal Jehovah God, self-existing. All right. Then he steps down in, or ever how you want to call it. I'd say up's just as good a word as down because it's eternity. Amen. But he steps into another form, and as he does, he becomes the Word. He becomes the Christ. See, that's why when they come to Jesus, if you read, there's about four of them or five where it speaks of him being the Christ, the Son of the living God, or the Christ of God. See? Thou art the Christ. Alright? See, that was not in no way referring to his natural flesh. That was referring to the one that was within him. Because God, Brother Branham said it like this, he said in body he was a man. Said, in spirit, he was God, or in soul, he was God. All right? See, it was God stepping down or kept coming down until he'd actually come out into human flesh. A baby with no teeth. That's one I love. Almighty God laying in a cradle as a baby. All right? But I know, too, that he couldn't die for my sins then. So he had to keep changing forms. You had to have a River Jordan where you could say, this is my beloved son in whom I'm pleased to dwell. God coming toward human flesh is what I'm talking about. The beginning? There was a beginning of the human flesh. Right? That's why Brother Branham uses, if you'll look at it, he uses it this way. There is hardly any time that he uses the beginning of the creation of God back in the spiritual sense. I'm just laying it down for you to look at. He's constantly dealing with the flesh man. And he said, how did God have a beginning? He said, in a womb of a woman. That was the beginning of the creation of God. Was in the womb of a woman. A baby. See, but you've got to look back and see how that baby that's laying there is Almighty God. Oh, no, he's the Son. Well, okay. Let's be careful because you see, I'll deal with you with Son if you'll talk with me about it in my way of talking because to me, the first one that come out back there, that's what I've been trying to explain, what God stepped over in another form in the Word or the Son. Because the Son is the Creator God. gently. All right? And then he keeps coming down to where that it comes into the original way that he wants to be.
Right.
He wanted to be a father a certain way.
Amen.
That's what I've emphasized to you. See, Adam and Eve were created. You could say that'd make him father, but not the way he wanted.
Right.
Uh-uh. The Son of Man is the way he wanted it.
Amen.
That's what your prophet said. He said he'd become a Son of Man to fulfill his point of what he wanted. All right. But follow me. See? His first creation then was a spiritual creation.
Right.
Now you can go back and read and listen to the prophet saying it over and over. And he says, and what was the first man? He said, spirit man. Right? What was man? First man. He said, spirit man. He said he created him a spiritual being. And said that spiritual being led the animals in the garden and the thing. You know. Right? See, then it's coming forth to manifest itself into the open to where that you can see that that part was this coming into being. This coming into being, this coming into being, each thing is a step or stage or a form of God coming into being in another way, another form, another point, until it finally comes out to be the bride of Jesus Christ standing on the earth. When we get to glory, you ain't going to look and see a little halo up here and a little light over here and a little dove over here and all this. That's Catholicism. That's your Trinitarian. You're going to see Jesus and know who he is. Because he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, I want to see the Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, I can't see you. Because that's where our trouble is. We're blinded by our wording and our thoughts a lot of times, and that's where I keep going over and over and over. Because you see, when God gave forth in manifestation or changed his form, from the great eternal, self-existing. The next stage was him manifesting himself as the Word. Right? And as it did, then that was the Son. God gave birth, Brother Branham says, himself giving birth to a Son. But he wasn't giving birth to a son like that we think. You remember how I kept emphasizing, and I'll keep on emphasizing. Brother Brown said, God came himself. He never sent a son to die for you and I. That's where we think about it. Oh, isn't it wonderful? Oh, we love Jesus because Jesus just come down to die. He was that next person and he's the second person or something. And he come to die in our place. Oh, isn't it wonderful how he... Ain't even scriptural. God came himself. He took upon himself another form to manifest himself as to be called a son. But the son was back there, not over here 2,000, you know. Not when Jesus walked on the shores of Galilee. Because Jesus walking on the shores of Galilee never declared himself to be the Son of God. He declared himself to be the Son of Man. All right. There was a reason for that, because only in the Son of Man could he be the Father the way he wanted to be. I'm quoting Brother Branham. He could become the Father. Why? Because he could sow the seed. The Son of Man would have to be the one to sow the seed, not physical seeds. Now, come on. He'd have to be the one to preach the gospel. In preaching the gospel, he poured out the seed that would eventually be quickened and be made into the bride of Jesus Christ. All right? See, he gave himself birth to his son. Not that he made another person. What did he do? He just stepped in another form. I want you to see that. He just stepped into another form and became the Word. the Logos. And Logos means speech. Right? Am I quoting Brother Branham? Do you need all of these? I've got them. The word Logos means speech. See, that way Jesus, when he stepped out there, not physically the man Jesus, the flesh man, but when he stepped out there in the garden, he could say, let there be. And everything could come into being. Why? Because he was that word. Right? See, now you're at John 1. In the beginning was the Word. Brother was reading there a while ago. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It didn't become God. It was God. He was God all the time. He changed his form, but never his character, nature, or I'm trying to pick up the ones that the prophets use. He never changed his characteristics. He never changed his nature. He never changes himself the way we think about change. He changes his form. He just changes to another form and manifests himself. See, that way you can keep the Godhead running correctly and you won't be wondering, well, I got this person, I got this person, I got that person. Just bring all that together. What was the quote we gave there last week where Brother Brown said he was not the third person? He said he was not the second person. He said he was not even the first person. He was the person. See, we're bringing God into a basis of not a oneness thought, but into the basis of God manifesting himself to where we could comprehend.
Amen.
But see, you understand why that those people back there, you know, they killed him because he said he was God? They literally killed him. I used to think about that in the Baptist because there was no way to comprehend. We didn't have any thoughts. We could do a little bit, but when I was in the Baptist church, I'd argue with you that it wasn't but one God. But I couldn't explain it except God in three persons. And when Brother Moe said, you're saying the same thing everybody else is saying, I said, okay, I won't say that no more. That ended that part because I seen what he was saying was right. All right. See, then I had to change my thoughts, but back there, I always looked at one God. And wonder, you mean they killed a man that never done nothing but right? Religious people. The Romans didn't kill Jesus. They didn't kill him. They only allowed or permitted by their law. The Jews couldn't kill him, remember? So they had to go to the Romans. All the Romans done said, okay, you go do what you're going to do. All right. But you see, the Romans didn't kill him. The religious people. I used to think then, I thought, well, Lord, what's wrong? You mean all you do is good and they kill you? They said, you're a man making yourself God. No, he was God making himself a man.
Right.
Amen. He was coming forth in the way that he wanted to come forth.
Yes.
And yet all they could do was just kill him. Could we be doing that again?
Right.
Now let me say this, because that's what I said. One of these days I'll preach on the Godhead the way I see it. Because you see, if we don't get the Godhead straight, then we're just as much a sinner, our people, as those were back there. We'll kill him again.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no! No! I ain't no way that I'd ever kill God. That's what they done. The Bible says they done it, what? It says they'll do it to you and me, what? Thinking they're doing God a service? That's scripture. Thinking they're doing God a service. Oh no, Brother Dale, I'll never kill nobody. All you got to do is just twist that word. And see? I'm trying to preach one God to the basis that we get away from the idea of saying, well, sure, okay, we understand now there's just one God, but we don't understand it. I just, Brother Dale, I just don't understand. Well, why don't you listen? and go back. Listen to the prophet. That's where I give you the things from the message. Let you listen to the prophet say it. It's not me saying it then. We have the opportunity to be able to comprehend the Word of God that even the theologians and the things like that could not in no way ever think about understanding it. And He permits that to you and me. He reveals His secrets to His little bride. Right? God begins to unfold Himself down. Now let's take that word beginning a minute just with a thought. They'll go ahead to number four. I want to just take a few of these little thoughts and then just leave it laying on that point of what we're talking, trying to talk about. So what happens? This is questions and answers. That's, to me, that's the greatest message. There's two messages, who is God, and questions and answers on Genesis. If you want to get anything and stay with it, you can read for days on studying and read the whole questions and answers because it's going to be involved. So now St. John, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. God unfolding Himself down to a human being. Compound in your thought to Him of being a human being to comprehend. But He's unfolding Himself down to where the human being can understand Him. Take it in two ways and understand it. See? Now watch how He did it. How did He unfold Himself down to a human being? That to me is, I mean, I don't know of no other way than to say than how could a man speak like He spoke and it not be God using the man's lips? Come on, we don't believe Brother Brown was deity, but we believe he was led of God, a prophet. God unfolding Himself down to a human being. Now that's a statement. That God Himself unveiled Himself all the way until when He became a human being. What was it? God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. Brother Brown said, sure, that's why we ought to understand. He says, in flesh, said that flesh was a man. He said, but in soul He was God. We ought to understand that. Listen. And back there then, when this little halo comes, and we see nothing yet but just by eyes of just supernatural, we see a halo standing there. Now, that's the Son of God, the Logos. See? Now read it. That's the Son of God, the Logos. Now I can see Him playing around like a little child before the Father's door with all eternity. See, now, then in His imaginary makeup, He begins to think of what things would be. And I can hear Him say, let there be light. And when He did, an atom busted and the sun came into existence. Right? Jesus Christ, the Word. Not Jesus, the flesh man. The Word. Created all things. Right? Look at the next one. Still in the questions and answers on Genesis. He talked about a big clunker, you know, how He made the sun. Then the first thing you know, a big clinker fell off of it, weighed about just about like the earth. See the pieces? That's the creation of you know, from the one big ball thing blasting out. And it's, Brother Run said, what is He doing? He's writing the Bible. And all because He's putting the stars and things into place. All right. What about the earth? Then this Logos here now, the Son of God is watching it. See, He has no trouble calling the Logos the Son of God. But yet we think Son of God was 2,000 years ago on the shores of Galilee. Right? When we say Son of God, we think 2,000 years ago on the shores of Galilee, Son of God. But that was the Son of Man. He was not fulfilling the office of Son of God. He was fulfilling the office of Son of Man. The Word. Look. Then this Logos here, the Son of God, is watching. He lets it fall for $100. What's he doing? He's writing his Bible. Now we're standing watching it come into existence. He's got something in his mind, and what's he doing? He's writing his first Bible. All of the things that he's got in mind. Go ahead to the next one. The beginning of the creation of God. That is who the Lord Jesus says he is. But those words don't mean exactly as they sound to us. Just taking them the way they sound has made some people, in fact, multitudes of people, get the idea that Jesus was the first creation of God, making him lower than Godhead. Now, are you listening? You get the idea that Jesus was the first creation of God, which would make him lesser. Right? Come on. Making him lower than Godhead. If God created Jesus as another person, see, then he's lower. Huh? He says, no, that's not. Get the idea that Jesus was the first creation. Jesus wasn't the first creation. God was the first creation. You say, now you've got to stumble again. But that's what your prophet said. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. Jesus was not the first creation. God was the first creation. God himself stepped down, kept coming down, revealing himself. Now he's come to the point of being the Word. He's not Jesus the flesh man here. He's talking about the Word. So you get the idea that Jesus was the first creation of God, making him lower than Godhead. You know, that's where I've always asked the Trinitarians, who created who? You say you got three gods. Well, who created who? Who was the first? Is the Father the oldest? Well, then if the Father's the oldest, you can't have them co-equal and co-eternal. And that's your Baptist doctrine. One God in three persons, co-equal and co-eternal. I come from there. I ought to know the doctrine. Co-equal and co-eternal. Now, how would they be co-equal? How can a Father be co-equal with a Son? Who created who? Well, God created Jesus. And then he created everything else. Now watch what he says. We know for a surety that Jesus is God. Oh, excuse me, back up. In his first creation, created all the rest of the universe and whatsoever it contains. But that is not right. You know that doesn't line up with the rest of the Bible. The words are, he is the beginner or author of the creation of God. In other words, he's bringing into manifestation. Author is like writing it and handing a book or what, bringing it to a creation. Watch now. Now we know that for a surety that Jesus is God, very God. He's the creator, John 1:3. Jesus is the creator, but not Jesus the flesh. Jesus the Christ. That's why they kept saying. He asked them, who do men say that I am? They all said, you're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. In other words, in plain language, they were saying, you are God made manifest in flesh. They may not have been able to comprehend that rightly, but that's exactly what they were saying. Jesus was God manifested in human flesh. Because that's the only name God ever had was Jesus. Right? You see, as the unveiling of God comes forth, then you begin to see the things that was in your previous thoughts and ideas of doctrinal things. They start going away, and you start just narrowing it down. But don't throw away. because you see, what would be the difference is whatever you're doing. See, he said it, said people think that God created Jesus and Jesus created everything else. He said, that's not right. Well, Brother Dale, that's what it sounds like you're saying. No, I'm not. I'm saying one thing for sure. The Father stepped over in another form, called a Son. That Father keeps unveiling Himself. Because to me, that Father is Jehovah God. That's who He is. He's Jehovah God. He's the self-existing. All right? Look, Ben. Go ahead. I'm just using these where you'll see the word form. See? The mighty God unveiled before us. The Bible says, no man has seen God at any time. But the only begotten of the Father hath declared Him. Right? He brought Him out in the open. Now what? So Moses saw Him. Moses saw God. Melchizedek was God. Abraham saw Him. But Moses is the one where Brother Brown said, because you remember Moses went and stood in the rock and he walked by and he saw the back part and said it was the back part of a man. Look. Moses saw Him veiled as a man. We find that Jehovah of the Old Testament was just the Jesus of the New Testament. Dr. Schofield says, you come up with the word amorphy. The word amorphy means that He changes from supernatural to natural. He just changes His mask. We got Him on today. He just changed His mask. Right? Went from one form to another. Not another person. See? That's my whole point. Not another person. If you keep that thought in mind, it'll clear up the Godhead to you. That He's not in another person. He's the same person in another form. Like Brother Ray was a child. He was a husband. He was a father. He's a grandfather. Right? Not a different person. Same person. Just the way He unveils Himself or reveals Himself. And see, God's finality of what He's going to do is going to wind up being in His bride. Now, I'm wanting to get to that one. You know that part. But I'm trying to keep this to what you're thinking. Because the first couple of messages we dealt on Almighty God, what, being the first creation was God Himself, where that God becomes into view or unveils Himself or reveals Himself, makes known Himself. And it keeps coming down. And then when He does, out comes the prophet said, the Logos. The theophany. The Word. And begins to create. And then when He creates, He keeps coming down in His creation. And He brings man down. And He creates man in the image of Himself, which was a spirit man.
Right.
Or a spiritual being.
Amen.
There in Genesis, let us make man in our image. Let him, you know, a spiritual being. That's not the human flesh. Come on, we've been in the message long enough for to understand. Brother Brown said that's the spirit man. He said in Genesis 2 is the flesh man.
Right.
Genesis 2 was when He was created in flesh. Genesis 1 was where He was there in spirit. And actually Genesis, you're going to have to take this and put it in the right category. But Genesis 1, when you get over to 16, 17, 18, you remember you're falling way back before eternity. Because that man that was made in Genesis 1 was a spirit man. Flesh man. Genesis 2. Don't get those two involved in the wrong way. Spirit man. He was a spiritual being.
Right.
He was in God's image because He was God Himself. Who was Adam? That's why I've always tried to teach it and get you to understand it. Go to blasphemous names. Brother Branham in blasphemous names said Adam had eternal life in his soul. And he says in the questions and answers of conduct and order that Eve was in Adam in theophany. So if Adam had an eternal soul, then Eve had an eternal soul. They were eternal people. The only two that was there. That's why I said you will get to it. See, Adam and Eve was like from creation straight into the point of putting them into spiritual condition. Then they were brought into natural condition. Huh? But Jesus didn't have to come this way and then come that way. He was that all the time. He was why he said he was the only begotten. That's why it is that way. See, the only one begotten. We'll get to that in the next message. The only one begotten coming from the womb of a mother. Why? Because we've got to have a way to get these bodies. And he had to come that way for us to be able to handle this situation and become the children of Almighty God. Let me go on. All right. Listen. What did we get to? We're in Morphe, which meant that he changed from supernatural to natural. He just changes his mask. Go to the next one. This is the unveiling of God. He says, but the word kenos in the Greek does not mean that he vomited up or his arm went off or his eye went out. Another person. It doesn't mean that. See? That is, he changed himself. He poured himself into another mask, into another form. Not another person went out of him called the Holy Spirit, but it was he himself. You get it? God, all the fullness of the Godhead bodily was in this person, Jesus Christ. He was God and God alone. Not a third person or a second person or a first person, but the person God veiled in human flesh. Jesus was that God. Now that's why, see, he could not die as Son of God. That's why he kept referring to himself, kept himself referring all the time. He never referred to himself as Son of God. Because you can't kill Son of God. Now, Son of Man was the human flesh. The human flesh could die. And did die when the life left out of it. That's why the bride of Christ has got to get to that place. I've tried my best to preach it for 50 years to you. The bride of Jesus Christ is going to be the Son of Man. Your prophet said it. Made manifest here on earth. It's the bride or God in another form called a bride. Called a bride. You say, yeah, but that's just making it too much. No, it ain't. We're just making us what we are. We are his children. We are his offspring. If we're his children, then we have eternal life. If we don't have eternal life, we're not his children. That's why Adam and Eve could have eternal life in their soul, but not in their body because they were created. They were created spiritually first, then physically. God changing his form. What's the next one? Remember the word form we were talking about? Just take this one and read it. After he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went on their way. You know that. That's the two going on the road to Emmaus. Another form. They didn't understand him. They didn't know who he was. Right? The only way he could be made known, and really Brother Branham will never emphasize that point, but the Bible tells you he was known in the breaking of the bread. But you find where Brother Brown used that very much. I don't understand why he didn't. But I've always studied that way. But see, they could not understand him. But when he was breaking the bread, it come back. They knew who that was. But the Bible said he had disappeared. In other words, he went out. because he was in another form.
Amen.
Now, what does that mean? It means the same thing when Mary was standing there and thinking it was a gardener that was in the tombs there, you know.
Yep.
And she's talking to the gardener. But he finally says, Mary.
Amen.
And when he said Mary,
Amen.
She knew who he was.
Yeah. Right.
Right? Why? Because there was some way that he was unveiled. He was something that he didn't understand. Maybe it's the point. Like I've always added this way. I believe it is. Here he's a young man standing there. The last Mary saw of him was an old man, 50. Right? You know, you're not 50. And there he stood. She couldn't understand him. But when he spoke, the Creator spoke from eternity. Says Mary. She understood then, didn't she? Okay, come on, let's go. What do we got? Let's go to one. What do we got on? Who do you say this is? The unveiling, okay. He sent down the Holy Spirit, which was God again in just another form on the day of Pentecost. Now these are just quotes for using for that. Go ahead to the next one. He came in another form because that's what we want to do. In the church ages, as the age comes along, God just moves in another form.
Amen.
And it's God all the time, the Word made flesh and dwell amongst. Each church age was God in morphe or changing his form. Each church age. Changing to second church age, third church age, fourth church age. Each age was him in another form.
Amen.
Right? Because that's the way he's always done. Go ahead to the next. We're getting down to the end. This is off of the first seal. Now, the Holy Spirit and the revelation of Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit is Christ in another form. That's right. Notice it is a lamb that opened the book and the lamb is Christ. Go ahead. We got one more, I think. You see, that's where we come with the word in morphe. You spell it in morphe. Just roll on up. We'll get to the point. When the immorphy, that means that he changed his self, he come down. Now listen, now the Greek word there means that something that could not be seen, yet it's there, and then it's changed, and the eye can catch it. See, that's what he's been doing all of this time. Going from one form to another form. As to what the eye could comprehend.
Right.
All right? See, that's why mankind, how could they in any way understand? Here was a man stood on this earth. I can understand. It's like I said, I couldn't understand why they killed him. I could understand why they didn't agree with him. I'm a human being. I could understand. He spake like no man spake. How about a man standing there? He said, before Abraham was, I am.
Yeah.
What about all the things the Lord Jesus was saying to mankind? No wonder they didn't understand him.
Right. Right. Amen.
But now we don't have an excuse because we have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is the same Holy Ghost that was back there in him in us.
Amen.
To teach us the word.
Amen. Yes.
Right?
Amen.
See, changing his form. All right? So thou art the Christ, to Peter, when Jesus asked him, what did men say? Thou art the Christ. You're the Christ. One of them says the Christ of God. Christ means the anointed one. Or the Logos. The same word anointing and Logos and speech is exactly back in. Because if you go to that on the questions and answers on Genesis, and if you'll just read that first, that whole message, you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see the very things that I've done, and I'll be glad to give you the notes here. Most of you have them right now. But to forget you to understand. See, the Godhead is easy to understand.
Amen.
If we don't take our thoughts.
Right.
I mean, we take his thoughts. Think his thoughts on it. And just think about it. That same God that was back there as the self-existing kept changing his form until one day he walked on earth, dwelled in a body. Right. That same God gave his life. Came back on the day of Pentecost in a many-membered bride. Changed his form. Not his person. Not even, Brother Run said, not even his personality. Because if you change your personality, you change your person. But it's not even your personality. God's Word. Do you understand what I'm getting at? The point, we spent two services to explain the beginning part of it. This service is to express the fact that back there, as he come forth in another form, he became the Word. The Word, the Logos, the speech, the Son of God. See, that's what I said. We think of Son of God 2,000 years ago. That's our terminology. Well, no, he was, the Word. Even Scofield. Read you got a Scofield Bible, read it. He tells you the immorphism of that. Brother Brown probably read a lot of that from Scofield. The immorphism of things like that. Bringing God out into the open that he could be understood. But not doing away with him. Not doing away with anything. You just keep moving it over. Brother Ray, as he was a baby, he couldn't manifest himself in ways, but there come a day that he could have a comprehension of his life and beings because he become a man. Right. Then he became a father. Then he became a grandfather. And you know what I'm talking about. The difference in a father and a grandfather is grandkids don't ever do nothing wrong. Right? You got any grandkids, you know what I'm talking about. They can get by with bloody murder. But you know what? They're the same person. The same being. Because they're your children. Think on these things. The Christ. We'll pick that up because this is, I'm having to make it compound. Because the Christ in this that I'm talking about is the Christ that was back there before the world that created. The Christ, the Son of the living God, was the Creator God. Then when Peter steps up and says, he's speaking right directly to the man that's standing there. Right? That's where we'll pick up at. Peter was speaking right to the man. A man. And says, thou art the Christ. The Son of the living God. He said, now, flesh and blood hadn't revealed this to you, Peter. But sit upon the revelation of who I am. Remember that? Upon the revelation of who it was. You know how the prophet explained it? One group over here thinks he was this way. One group thinks he's this way. But what was it? The church is built on a revelation of Jesus Christ. What? That Jesus Christ is Almighty God. Not just built on the revelation of Jesus Christ as a man, but that he was the very God of glory. And the gates of hell can't prevail against that revelation. But yet it'll beat on it, hammer on it. It's done it over all these years. But thou art the Christ. And I'll build my church on this. Amen. Right. And the gates of hell can't prevail against it. Why? Because you'd be going against him. but yet not to understand it, we're going against him. Do you understand what I made there a while ago of thought? Was you listening? If we don't stay with the truth of one true and living God, we're just as bad as everybody else. I don't care how much you can quote. I don't care how much you can read and think. If it's not something revealed to you personally, we're just as denominational as any denomination has ever been. We're just as denominated as anybody's ever been. So you see now in the last days, what is the ministers of this message attacking? Come on. You that went out there and went, you that heard these things, what are they attacking? They're attacking the revelation of Jesus Christ. Why? Because they say, well, Jesus wasn't God till the River Jordan. Well, the Bible said he was born Lord to Christ. What about it? Could we be just like anybody else? Let's be careful. Let's walk soft in our understanding and keep our ideas into that line. Let's stand together. Come on, musicians. Think on these things. How about your understanding of one God? Has it increased over time? What I said, if you'll go back to questions and answers on Genesis and just read that message. You can't get it in those others. It's for certain in the conduct, order, and doctrine. But see, to understand that Jesus Christ was Almighty God, the Christ. The Christ is the Holy Ghost that we're going to get to next, which comes into the Bride of Christ. So now we've covered what all God was. He poured into Christ. Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ and coming down in his life and coming to manifestation. Now next we'll have to start dealing with that Christ because there was a Christ in the Old Testament. There was a God in the Old Testament that made himself manifest in many ways. But it was the Christ. Not Jesus. Because Jehovah the Old is Jesus of the New. See, then we're just gradually coming through understanding, but we haven't left anything. We haven't left anything of the Father. Haven't left anything of the Son. We come into you and me, it won't be leaving anything. It'll be in manifestation. What we got?
Page 251, all in him.
The mighty God is Jesus. The Prince of Peace is he. The everlasting Father, the King eternally.
Anybody have a need before we go?
In wisdom,
think on these things.
By whom all things were made.
The Christ.
The fullness of the Godhead.
The Son of the living God.
Is displayed. It's all in him. It's all in him. The fullness of the Godhead. It's all in him. It's all in him. It's all in him. The mighty God is Jesus, and it's all in him. Emmanuel, God
with us. Just remember, don't do away with
anything.
The
Lord of hosts, the omnipresent Spirit.
Don't never do away with anything in God.
The advocate, the high priest, the lamb for sin.
So you're doing away
slain,
with an attribute.
The author of redemption, no glory to
you're
his
doing away
name.
Whatever what that it's person was, and he was making himself manifest.
It's all in him.
And Morphe.
The fullness of the God.
He's still God.
It's all in him.
His name is Jesus.
It's all in him. It's all in him. The mighty God is Jesus, and it's all in him. The Alpha and Omega.
Think about it.
Beginning in the end.
The Word
living word
will keep unveiling
the
until it fully unveils
friend.
God.
Our wisdom and perfection.
our righteousness and power.
And it'll unveil, yeah, unveil itself right down Jesus, into bride form.
We find this very hour.
Because the bride it's is the last immorphy that God has.
It's all in
now he'll
him.
Go to the Jews.
The fullness of God.
That's all
the
in redemption.
Head.
But the bride
it's
is the final immorphy,
him.
The final chain
it's
of God.
It's all in him. It's all
praise
in him.
Praise
the bride.
The Gentile dispensation ends with the understanding of the one true and living God.
Our God for whom we waited.
So why don't we want that?
Glad refrain.
Go study
of
it.
Israel recreated.
Read that.
When Jesus comes again. Lord,
read that where he's talking about
save us,
how God come forth
King
and all. Read in the questions and answers in Genesis.
For in him dwells all fullness, and Lord of all is he. It's all in him. It's all in him. The fullness of the Godhead. It's all in him. It's all in him. It's all
amen.
In him. The mighty God is Jesus, and it's all in him.
Father, we thank you for this day and your love unto us and your grace, and we thank you for all things that you've revealed unto us. Just help us to understand what we're trying to say. And Lord, let our hearts and lives and all be laying solely upon the fact of you. And just bless and guide each one. Remember the sick. Remember each one, Lord, and guide us all. As we dismiss and go eat a natural meal, then bring us back together this afternoon, Lord, to hear your word. Because we believe you. In Jesus is your name. Amen. You're dismissed.
It's all in him. It's all in him. It's all in him. The mighty God is Jesus, and it's all in him. The mighty God is Jesus. The Prince of Peace is he, the everlasting Father.